This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has threatened to cut security ties with both Israel and the United States in a speech at an Arab League meeting in Cairo. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports he denounced the recent White House plan for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Abbas responded angrily to the American proposal, which would grant the Palestinians limited self-rule in parts of the occupied West Bank, while allowing Israel to annex all of its settlements there, which the Palestinians and most of the international community view as illegal, as well as keeping most of East Jerusalem. I will not have it recorded in my history and the history of the country that I sold Jerusalem. Abbas says he told Israel and the U.S. that there will be no relations with them, including the security ties, following the deal that Palestinians say heavily favors Israel. The Arab League's final communique described the deal as a new setback for three decades of peace efforts. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Australia, Japan, and Singapore have announced strict travel controls on foreigners who have been in China over fears of the coronavirus. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Australian citizens and permanent residents returning home are exempt from the ban, but are required to isolate themselves for 14 days after their arrival. Australian authorities have identified 10 coronavirus cases in Australia, but no deaths. In Europe, Spain confirmed the country's first case after a man was diagnosed on the remote island of La Gomera in the Canaries on Friday. The patient is part of a group of five people taken into observation on the island and isolated after it was found some of them had come into contact with a German man diagnosed with the virus. There are currently six known cases in Germany.
That's Emer McCarthy, and this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to Kazakhstan. On Saturday, he was in Belarus seeking to normalize ties at a time when relations between Minsk and its traditional ally Russia are under strain. Lucy Fielder of Reuters has more.
Pompeo met President Alexander Lukashenko on Saturday. Washington and the European Union frequently criticize authoritarian rule in Belarus, but they've lifted most sanctions since he freed political prisoners and showed more tolerance for opposition. Pompeo, the most senior U.S. official to visit in more than two decades, said the U.S. supported the country's independence but was aware of its ties to Moscow.
We understand you're a neighbor. There's a long history with Russia. It's not about picking us between the two.
Relations between Minsk and Moscow soured after the two sides failed to agree on an oil supply contract. Belarus seeks alternative oil sources, including from the United States.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A Spanish charity boat with 363 rescued migrants aboard is appealing to be allowed to dock at a port so it can disembark its passengers after several days in the Mediterranean Sea. The head of the Open Arms mission, Gerard Canals, said Saturday that there is concern food could run out aboard the vessel. He said there's about 30 kilos, that is, of rice aboard, enough to last about two more days. In a separate tweet, Open Arms said the migrants were crowded together on the bridge of the rescue boat. The migrants were taken aboard Open Arms in five separate rescues from distressed boats over the past few days that had been launched by Libyan-based human traffickers. After no permission came from Malta for a safe port, the rescue group is hoping that Italy will allow it to dock. The U.S. National Football League championship game, the Super Bowl, is Sunday in Miami, with nearly 100 million Americans expected to tune in to watch the game. AP's Julie Walker reports the Super Bowl isn't just big for football, it's also big for advertising.
You can't touch this.
Those Super Bowl ads bring the fun, like this one for Cheetos Popcorn with MC Hammer. Advertising executive Mark DiMassimo.
There's no other broadcast where you can bring this many people together. The brand lift has been shown to be measurable.
Another fun ad, the Avocados from Mexico Shopping Network.
We're buying stuff for your avocados. Totally isn't weird.
There's also ads that tug at your heartstrings.
Hey, Google, show me photos of me and Loretta.
That's AP's Julie Walker reporting. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.